Let us pray. God, may your word become life in our lives. Amen. I'm very thankful for the opportunity to continue this preaching series we are following at St. Albans about the best ways and answers, questions we can have during this time of COVID-19, during this liturgical season of Easter. Last Sunday, I was leading the Bible study online with the regular group of parishioners we used to meet every Sunday at 10 in our facilities. And I was closing a small series of Bible study about wisdom literature in the scriptures, and specifically about the book of Job. At the end of our time together, we began an amazing conversation about how questioning can be part of our spiritual practices. During our time together, we had the opportunity to read and to be challenged by the deep questions Job asked himself and God. And we talked about the question as an instrument to know ourselves better, and as a spiritual way to deal with uncertainty, loss, pain, and the messiness of our world and lives. And thinking about this, it is quite common that we are not looking for specific answers when we ask those deep questions. We are just trying to break through our doubts, our anxiety, and a sense of loss in our spiritual journeys. This preaching series we are following at St. Albans during Easter time is trying to deal with those same deep questions in our hearts. Like, how can we live this way any longer? Where is God in this situation, and how can I feel his presence now? Or is it okay to be okay when the world is not? Or what will life be like when this whole thing ends? I mean, all those are questions that have something in common, and it is that they are trying to make sense of our inner self. They are useful to reflect our own feelings and thoughts, which is an important part of dealing with crisis and personal distress. But I discovered during this time another question people are asking themselves a lot during this time. This is a radically different question, because it doesn't come up from a feeling of self-preservation. And that question is, how can I help? How can we help? How can I help is a question, a different kind of question, because it displaces the focus from ourselves to the others. It doesn't bring us inside ourselves, but outside of us, while connecting with our surroundings, with our neighbors, and with those who we know are in need. How can I help is a question that transcends our own safety, our own pain, our loss, and then we jump into the world around us, trying to discover the otherness outside ourselves. How can I help is a question with a long tradition, spiritual tradition, in the scriptures and in the history of the church. It is right in the line with other important questions in the Bible, like, who is my neighbor? Or where is your brother and sister? It is also another way to say a very well-known biblical phrase, love your neighbor as you love yourself, the second most important commandment, according to Jesus' interpretation of the Mosaic law. And what I discovered during this time is that people has been looking not only for their own safety, but that they are truly trying to understand themselves and their purpose in life, asking this important question: how can I help? This question can be translated in other words as, how can I transcend my four walls and reach others? Or how can I share my limited resources as an individual, my time, or my little bit of hope during this time with others? We have seen many ways in which this question is being answered in the last month in our parish or in the world around us. Like lay leaders calling members and friends of the church to know how they are doing, or people supporting our ministries while making donations as they cannot do anything else, or our youth and children leaders reaching to those they miss and providing a time to learn and to have fun and to worship together while we are in distance. Or our choir members and singers and choristers spending time to make our online worship more engaging and beautiful. Or our members pledging online as a way to support the different ministries and needs of our parish. Or our daily prayers for our safety and well-being, as well as for protection and health for those in need or for those in the front line of the healthcare, and many other ways in which we are living and in a practical way the deep question of how can I help. While answering with our actions that radical question, how can I help, we have been living what the Apostle Paul dreamed about the church in the first century, to become a spiritual house while living the holy priesthood identity we receive as a fruit of baptism. We have been offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. And in that way, we left behind our gregarious identity as the human race, and we became, as Paul says, God's people. There is something vicarious in our experience of social isolation during these days. There is something God is doing when we decide, freely or reluctantly, to protect others, distancing physically from them while keeping them in our prayers and thoughts. There is something profoundly Christian about putting into practice our baptismal vow of seeking and serving Christ in all persons, loving our neighbors as yourself, especially while we put on hold our most intense gregarious desires for the common good of those who live around us. When we are watching every day in the news, even more than before, who would guess that, the inability of our political leaders to care and protect our communities, I think we are not surprised anymore how a sense of save himself who can attitude or selfish and divisive practices and policies are tearing apart the most vulnerable communal bondages of this nation. And even in this time of crisis, when we feel that we are not helping enough, there is a prophetic action in the way we are not desisting on living this whole mess as a community, as God's people, and not as individuals dispersed in this uncertain world. There is some healing power in the way we live for each other, in the way we pray for each other, think for each other, and support each other. There is something authentically transformational and radically Christian in longing for the time in which, as the wheat grains in the bread, we will gather again as God's people to worship in many voices and languages, but in one spirit. So let's keep being a community of care while discerning the best way to help our neighbors, to love our neighbors as ourselves. Amen.